Regina Carter was 4 years old when she took her first violin lessons. She started with a Japanese approach that emphasizes playing by ear, the Suzuki method. Many Suzuki students go on to play in symphony orchestras. But as a teenager growing up in Detroit, Carter veered off in a different direction, jazz. This is how she describes her music in her own words.
I'm a violinist, I'll just put it that way. I was trained with the Suzuki method. Sometimes it's dangerous because I can go in the grocery store and hear some of the corniest thing, and it's in there, and that night it's going to come out in the solo. You know, I just can't help. And I don't even realize it. And someone will say, did you play blah, blah, blah? And I really don't know if I did. We didn't listen to any jazz in my house. My mom didn't really listen to the radio. She only listened to the news before she would go to work. She was a school teacher. And my dad listened to easy listening music, Simon and Garfunkel. My brothers, I have two older brothers, and in their rooms, they'd be listening to Motown. But a friend of mine I met in ninth grade Spanish class, she's a vocalist, Carla Cook. She was a fanatic about jazz. She took me when we were 16 to hear Stephan Grappelli in Detroit for my birthday. I was so taken by that that was my turning point. Starting to play jazz really opened up the way I looked at the violin, and playing with certain groups like the String Trio of New York, they were more adventurous. Sometimes we get pieces from people and they'd say, well, put a paper clip in between the strings here and you get this sound. And at first I was like, are you crazy? What? You know, but then it was fun. It was like, oh my goodness, it was a new toy. So I would really start to experiment. And sometimes sounds happen by accident. Maybe with the bow skidding across the string, kind of like a wow, that kind of a wow. If I do it really fast, it sounds like a chopper, the blades of a helicopter, really fast. And then I can play with the harmonics and put the bow in a way where it sounds like there's feedback, like a Jimi Hendrix kind of a thing. Just because I think tunes are great, they don't necessarily work on my instrument. Sometimes they sound really corny. I love, like, the Spinners. I had a bunch of those tunes I wanted to do. I taped the rehearsal and I got home, it sounded like a wedding band. One of the tunes I think we did like 11 different ways. And I was like, no. That was a totally improvised piece. The only thing I wanted to use is there's a line I kind of play a couple of times through the tune, which is dun 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 dun. And what inspired me was I think I watched Bonnie and Clyde the night before on TV. I didn't want to do the 12-bar blues. I wanted to go back and do like the original kind of blues. And I said, this is the only kind of line I'm going to use through here. Otherwise, just guide me through it. If I had been a singer, then the instrumentalist would have to change wherever the singer changed, and you never knew where that was going to fall. Because I learned classical and I learned, you learn one way, and when you're trying to then change that way or do something else, it's very difficult to break those habits. It's a way of speaking. It's like for me trying to speak with a French accent and not sound American. I remember I telling my mother, and she was totally against it. You know, just her vision of what a jazz musician's life was just so horrible. You know, and now that I think about it, I mean, I could understand now that I'm older, you know, and I see the real world, but I just knew what I wanted to do, and I was going to do it regardless. To me, jazz equaled freedom, and that's what I wanted.
Jazz violinist Regina Carter, she talked with us as part of Musicians in Their Own Words, an occasional series on NPR News, produced by David Shulman, with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Regina Carter's new CD is called Paganini, After a Dream. On the album, Carter plays the violin that once belonged to the man who set the standard for all violin virtuosos. She's the first non-classical musician ever allowed to play Paganini's violin. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.